Okay, today's Daf Lama Dalet. We're on the top of Lama Dalet. Today we'll learn today's Shir Le'il Nishmas Yitzchak Ben Shaul. The Yartzeit is today, the Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah. Uman Tana, Uman Hai Tana, the Islay, Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif, Isser Basachas. Who is the Tana that holds of all three? In this case, you have all three. How do you have all three? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Let's see Rashi. Top Rashi. The Masnitzan, the Islay, Isser Chal al Isser. Isser is Chal al Isser. Bain al Yedei Kolel. Bain Isser Mosif. Bain al Yedei Basachas. You have all three. Kigon, for example. Elu Shechayavin Arba Chatos. Our Mishnah said you have four Chatos. What four? Brother's wife, wife's sister, Ashishish, and Anita. Right? How do you have four? So, Kideish Ruvain as Rachel Techila. Ruvain marries Rachel. Nesra al Shimon Mishum Asheth Ach. Shimon is Asa to Rachel because it's his brother's wife. The Asheshish. And she's also a married woman. Hainu Bazachat. That happened at the same time. Ukimachayev le Tana Didan Atarvayhu. And our Tana said you have both of that. Right. Chazar, what happened? Chazar Shimon. Shimon went ahead. V'kideish Leah. And he married Leah, the sister. Now what happens? Migu. The Asri Le Hanach Kedushin. Bekulu. Shar Achvasa. Mishum Achos Isha. Since now everybody's ushered to her as Achosisha. What's Achosisha? Achosisha is a wife's sister. Asrile Nami Be'eshes Achiv Mishum Achosisha. Right? So he also becomes Asr in Achosisha. Afagav the Asra Ale, the Asura Ale, the Kaima, Hainu Israkolo. That's an Israkolo. Vadai in Rachel Zumi Teres LeRuvain Baila. But Rachel is still mutter to Ruvain, his own husband. Her own husband. Still mutter to each other. However, Paris Anita, now she becomes Anita. Now she's usher even to her own husband, right? Migadi Tosef Isser Allah. Legabe Baila Mishum Nida. Since she's usher to her own husband, now because she's Anita. Itosef Beinami Isser Legabe Shimon. So Shimon also can't be with her as Anita. That's called Isser Mosef. Okay? You got that?
Yeah.
Now, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, that's Reb Meir. So who said that? Reb Meir. Ditanya, because Reb Meir said, Yesh Ochel Achila Achas. You can eat one food. V'chayev Allah arba chatos. And you can be chayev four times. You have one hamburger, and you can be chayev four times for one hamburger. What's that? V'asham echad, also one asham. What are the four things? Tamei. I think the meat was tamei. Right?
What's the problem with that?
What?
What's the problem with him eating? He's not
clean. One second. No, I'm sorry. A person is tamei. Okay? She'achal, at number one. Number one is tamei. Number two.
So you're talking about clutching
him? Yes. Okay. Yes. Number two. She'achal chelev. It was also chelev. Number three. V'hu nosar min ha-mukdashin. It's also noser. And number four. B'yom Kippur. It was also Yom Kippur. And what's the asham? The asham is it's also me'ila. Because it's also kachim. Right?
Why is it
Mila? You benefit from kachim. By the way, Reb Meir Omar, im ha'isa Shabbos, if it was also Shabbos, v'hotziu b'piv, and you're walking while you're chewing, chai rosa chai for that. Amrulo ainim in Hashem. So they said back to Reb Meir, that's not eating. You're not chai for eating, you're chai for carrying. Happens to me, you're carrying it in your mouth. It's not the same. Right? It's not the same.
Different act.
So it's a machlokas. Reb Meir says, well, you're carrying while you're walking. How are you carrying? You're carrying by chewing. Right. Number five. You see, but that's not eating. You're not chayav for eating. You're chayav for it's a malacha on Shabbos. Happens to me, it's in your mouth. That's not the same. There's a machlokas about that. What about, why? The question is, why do you have to come up with a new carrying on Shabbos? How about carrying on Yom Kippur? It's Yom Kippur, and he was walking while he was doing this. Right. So the Rashi says, look at the Rashi, it's a very long Rashi, but we're going to read the whole thing because it'll explain it very well. It says, Im Ha'isa Shabbos. See the Rashi? Im Ha'isa Shabbos? Aval Mishum Yom Kippur, Lo Havi Chayev Ahotza. If on Yom Kippur there is no Hotza, the Kasavar ain't heir of Hotza the Yom Kippur. There's no carrying on Yom Kippur. That's a machlokas about Yom Kippur. So he held there's no carrying on Yom Kippur for whatever reason. Not get into it now. So therefore we had to come up with a case while it was on Shabbos.
There's no Isser carrying
on Yom Kippur. So you have to say, no, it was Shabbos. And then it's a machlokas. Does that count as one of the eatings or not?
How do we have an Erev, so Yom Kippur is like Shabbos in terms of
Atzah. Yeah, you're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. But there was a machlokas about that in the Gemara. So he held, you're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur, so therefore he had to come up with a case. No, it was Shabbos and he carried. V'hachi lefarish bekrisos. Alma, what do you see from here? Islel Remeir Kulu. Remeir holds of all four. Why? D'ha'acha mishenotzer behemazu. When this behema was born, v'hi chulin. It was chulin. Nesra chelba ba'achila. You were not allowed to eat the chelav of this animal, even when it was born. Chelav you never allowed to eat. However, mutar ba'ana, you're allowed to sell this animal. You're allowed to sell the chelav too. Nothing wrong with that. Mutar ba'ana. Huktisha, when you're maktish the animal as a carbon, migu, since, the tosef isarana ala chalev, now, you're not allowed to have enough from the chalev. Why not? Because it's kachim now. Itosef, mishum kachim, itosef beinami isarachila mishum zaruth, you're also now another isar, you're not allowed to eat this either, you're not allowed to eat it. Even though you were never allowed to eat it. Right? You were never allowed to eat it because it's chalev. Now you're not allowed to eat it because it's kachim. Havile noser. Now it's also noser. Migu, di'itosaf iser lemizbeach mishum noser. Now noser can't go on the mizbeach, right? Itosif nami lekohen mishum noser, so a kohen can't eat it anyway. Either another aveira, harihanach trei mishum iser mosif. Those are both iser mosif. Since it's usher in one context, it becomes usher in another context. That's what iser mosif really is, right? Since she's needed to Reuven, she becomes to her own wife, her own husband. She becomes needed to everybody. Since this meat can't go anywhere, you can't eat it either. Nitma zeh, then the guy becomes tamei. Sha'ar achshav hayamotar bechatichas basar kodesh. At least till now, he was able to eat a mutter piece. He could eat the rest of the animal, mutter parts. Achshav ne'aseh behen. Now he can't eat any of it because a tamei person can't eat any kachim. So migo di mitzar b'shar chatichas mishum toma. Hey, couldn't eat the rest of the animal because he couldn't. Now he can't eat any part because it's tamei. So ne'aseh dani b'zum mishum toma. So if he eats the chalev, which he was never able to eat anyway for three other reasons, he also gets another Isra of Tumah. What's that called? Final Isra Kolel. That's an Isra Kolel. Okay? Hachanami, Ahavala Yom Kippur. Now what about that now happens to Yom Kippur? Migu. Well, the Mitzar B'chulin, Mishum Yom Kippurim, right? You're not allowed to eat anything on Yom Kippur. Not chulin, not kachim, nothing you're allowed to eat. Isra Nami B'kachim, Mishum Yom Kippur. So the kachim doesn't make it better. You can't eat kachim on Yom Kippur either. Vahainunami Isser Kolel. That's also called an Isser Kolel.
You got a different Isser for eating Kachim on Yom Kippur?
Yeah, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So what if you eat on Yom Kippur? You get an Avera?
It's got nothing to do with Kachim.
1 second. You get an Avera if you eat on Yom Kippur?
Sure.
Yeah. So that means a change if it's the Kachim?
But it has nothing to do with Kachim.
Correct. But what we're saying is, anyway, you're not allowed to eat this meat. You're not allowed to eat it anyway for three other reasons. Sure, so if you eat it on Yom Kippur, you get another Avera.
Sure, right?
Exactly.
What would you think? Why is this a chish? What would you think?
What?
What would you think? Why is this a chish?
I don't know. Yesterday you thought this was crazy. Yesterday you said this. How can this be such a thing? Right? Now you want to know what the chish is.
No. I'm asking you. You're saying first. And I'm saying, what would you think if you eat a piece of meat that had all these...
You could say Ein Isser Cha'al Isser. How many times can it be over the same thing?
Exactly.
So the question now is, when do you say Ein Isser Cha'al Isser? When don't you?
Right.
We haven't found an answer yet. It's not such an easy topic. Right?
Right.
Now I'm just finishing up the Rashi. U'midimachayev le'Remeir mishum hotzos Shabbos, and Remeir says you also chayev carrying. Alma isle iser basachas chayel. If all these Yisurim come at the same second, it fits. Kiddush hayom, when the minute Shabbos began, chalu alav iser achilas yom kippur v'iser Shabbos. Iser Shabbos and iser yom kippur arrive at the same second. So if you do that, if you eat while you're walking on Shabbos, it's another one. Then they said, no, that's not eating. That's not eating. That's carrying. It's not the same thing. So that, I don't count that one. Okay?
So that was
the Bavasachas. What?
That
it was
came,
all
the Bavasachas. And all this is Bishoken. You can't even raise it.
Because how many times
can we... Die one time.
Correct. Now, V'Rameir Aliba Daman. Well, who does this go like? Because, like you just said, we're not talking about B'mezid. Right? Not so B'mezid. So, E Aliba de Rabbi Yeshua, does it go like Rabbi Yeshua? Ha'amar, he said, Ta bidvar mitzvah putter. If you think you're doing a mitzvah, and it turns out you're really not, you're putter. You're not chayev. What's the case of I think I'm doing a mitzvah and I'm not? I think that baby, his bris milah is on Shabbos. That's what I think. So we have a hole, we've got the moil, we have the kiddush, it's all set up, Shabbos. It turns out the baby wasn't born on a Shabbos. The baby was born Friday. We forgot, we made a mistake. So you're chayev for that. What is there, is it? For doing meal on Shabbos, it's a good question. What you're doing exactly? But it's definitely a malacha. So, but if it's bizman, you're allowed to. So I thought it was bizman. I made a mistake. So I get chayav for that, right? It's not shogeg. It's talking about our mitzvah. If I forgot on Shabbos and I turn on a light, that's not a mitzvah, right? That's a shogeg. But if I forgot, but if I thought not a shogeg. Shogeg means I didn't realize it's an usher. Here, I know you're not allowed to do bizman on Shabbos. But if it's bizman, you are. I thought this baby was bizman. I would never would have done this. It's a different concept. Tav bidvar mitzvah. El aliba. So one second. Iha I aliba derb Yeshua. Amar tav bidvar mitzvah potter. El aliba derb Elazar. It must be aliba according to Elazar. Iba you say or you can give another answer. Lo alam aliba derb Yeshua. Really, it's like Rabbi Yeshua. Ki kamar Rabbi Yeshua tav bidvar mitzvah potter. When does Rabbi Yeshua say that if you do tar b'dvar mitzvah, you're potter. Hani mili gabi tinokos. You had babies. Dismano b'chol, where I thought it was on Shabbos. I'm sorry, dismano b'chol. In other words, today's the deadline. The bris meal is supposed to be today. It turns out it's really supposed to be yesterday. I didn't realize that. Avohai, but over here, given the ein dismano b'chol, there's no time factor here. By we're talking about what?
No,
by the Mishnah.
The Mishnah, when they made a mistake.
He made a mistake. He married the wrong girl. Oh. He thought he was married this one. They were Makash the other one for him. He didn't know. Right? So, what's those? Mambol. So, lo. Even Rabbi Yeshua would say, you're not Potter.
But it's not Bar Mitzvah at that time.
What?
At least it's Bar Mitzvah.
Right? So, that we're using that very loosely. Right, it's still a mitzvah, but, you know. So, let's look at the Tosfos. The Tosfos Tav Bidvar Mitzvah Potter. You see it? V'im Tomar V'hapsachim B'perek Elu Devarim Im Sachim. It says like this. Moki Remeir Bil Pulukzaihu B'shtei Tinokos. The Machlokas over there is two babies. Echad Lamul B'Shabbos. One supposed to have a bris on Shabbos. V'echad Lamul B'echad B'Shabbos. And one supposed to have on a Sunday. The potter, Rabbi Yeshua, says, your potter, kishekadam umol shall echad b'shabbos b'shabbos. You did the Sunday one on Shabbos, that's okay. Afagav to lawasa mitzvah, you didn't do a mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah. Why not? It's only too early. However, mishum dinatna Shabbos lidchos eitzel tinok echad. Because at the end of the day, Shabbos was going to matter one of these babies. Right? Aval b'shtei tinokos. But when you have two babies, echad lamal b'Shabbos, the echad lamal b'erev Shabbos, right? The kadmo mal shal Shabbos b'erev Shabbos. Friday morning we had a bris. We did the wrong baby.
7 days.
Correct. Now what about Shabbos?
Shabbos.
So when Shabbos morning comes, there's no baby that's available for shofar bris milah now. When Shabbos morning comes, what happened Shabbos morning?
No, you did the Erev Shabbos one.
Well, you did the Shabbos one on Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
So now on Shabbos, you're supposed to do the one
that was on Friday.
That was on Friday.
That was supposed to be on Friday.
So that's late now. Right. Now what makes you do it? Why do you do that on Shabbos?
There's no
hetter for Shabbos anymore. So there's no baby standing here for Shabbos.
Right?
Okay. Then...
Unless you mix the two babies up completely.
You mixed them up. So you did the Shabbos one on Friday. Right. So you do the Friday one on Shabbos. But there's no baby here, Roy, for a mitzvah. Right? For Moshe, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Mol, Shabbos, Chayiv. You're Chayiv. Afal Gaf, Dasam Mitzvah. Right? I did a mitzvah. Mishum, because the Lindchoth. It's not pushed off. Why? There's no mitzvah now. Hachanami, Gabi Shtei Nashim. Two women. L'chayiv, the Lord in the Erev Lindchoth. How did it ever get pushed off? How does it get pushed off? The whole question doesn't make any sense. The only time we say Torah Bidvar Mitzvah is, at least I have a mitzvah in front of me. What kind of mitzvah I have in front of me? It's the wrong woman. I think it's the right woman. That's a pure shogig. The only time we say Torah Bidvar Mitzvah is when you have a mitzvah in front of you. What kind of mitzvah I have in front of me?
Nothing.
So V'yesh Lomar, it's a circular Tosfos. So V'yesh Lomar, he answers, well, the Hasam, lo b'techiyah tal yamilsa. No, it has nothing to do with techiyah. That's the wrong analysis.
By which case?
By the case of the bris. Ela mishum detarid betinok she'yesh lo l'mol b'shabbos. I'm busy with a baby that I thought, and for job, but I made a mistake. Right? In other words, the fact that I don't have any baby here that's roy for a bris mila right now, it's irrelevant. What is relevant? I think I'm doing a mitzvah. Right. Happens to me, I made a mistake. Hachanam is sitting over here. Harita Beishto. I think it's my wife. I didn't know these shlichim messed me up. I didn't know that. So there is a valid Torah B'dar mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in front of me. So that's not that's what. Okay? Good? Now, Vare Truma. What about Truma? Back to the Gemara. What about Truma? The Ain't Man O'Bahul. There's no emergency. That's what it is. No emergency. Uvika Potter, and you're still Potter. How do you know? Ditnan, we learned. Hayochel b'truma. If somebody was eating truma, a kohen is eating truma, and while he's eating truma, while he's chewing, they tell him, by the way, you're not really a kohen. Right? V'nodashu ben gerusho ben chalutza, and it turns out he's really a chalal. He's not really a kohen. And what's he doing? He's eating. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayev Karen v'chomesh. Rabbi Eliezer says mechayev Karen and a chomesh for what? For eating truma wrongly. Right. Rabbi Yeshua Potter. Yeshua says he Potter. Why? Because you thought you were doing a mitzvah. You thought you were a kohen. So there's no emergency there. So Gemara says no. Hacha b'truma b'erev Pesach haskina d'zman abal. No, there is an emergency because you're getting rid of the chomesh in erev Pesach.
How can somebody think he's a kohen?
He didn't know. They called him up for Kohen. His father got Kohen. His grandfather got Kohen. They were all Kahanim. They had a picture of a duchening on their talis bed. They're called Kahanim. The last name is Kohen. And then someone tells him, by the way, you should know you're not really a Kohen. You know who you are? Your mother was a Gerusha. It's a terrible... You're not really a Kohen. It's my whole life. I thought it was a Kohen. So the answer is, in this case, does this Torah B'dvar Mitzvah? There's no emergency. No emergency. The answer is, yeah, there is an emergency. You know why? Because it was Erev Pesach, and he's getting rid of the chametz. How's he getting rid of it? But he's eating it. That's the only case. You're right. In the chametz, you'd be right. If it would not have been Erev Pesach, we would never say that it's Torah B'dvar Mitzvah.
Eating truma is considered a mitzvah.
Let's say. I said we're loose with this. V'boy Zema, B'isser, B'bas Achas, V'ali B'dirab Shimon. Or, forget these Tanoim about Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. It goes like Reb Shimon, and it's Bevas Achas. How's it Bevas Achas? How do you have a wife, a brother's wife, a wife's sister, a married woman, and a Nida Bevas Achas? So the Gemara is going to come up with a case. Bishlom Akula Mishkachas La Deshevinu. I'll tell you how you can get all three. The hard one's going to be Nida. How's this going to work? Reuven sends a shliach to marry Reuven. Shimon sends a shliach to marry Leah. The shlichim mix it up. Not only that, you are on that. Reuven's not bar mitzvah yet, and Shimon's not bar mitzvah yet. They're both brothers. They're twins. They have the same birthday, and they each tell a shliach, "I want the kedusha to go into effect the minute I turn 13."
You allowed to do that?
That's a whole tzach with Tosfos, if you can even do that. Let's assume you can do that. And
yeah, but even so, twins were not born exactly the same.
I know, but it goes by the day. But it goes by the day.
Oh,
so it's going to be Chal on Monday night. Monday night, we both turn 13.
Okay.
Right? So let's read it inside. Deshavinu shliach, deshavinu inu shliach, upaga shliach b'shliach. And by the way, the two women also sent shlichim to accept the kedushin.
How old are they?
They're also exactly, they're 11. And it's going to be Chal the second they turn 12.
Same night?
Same time. And what
happened? All four born the same
time.
No, year apart.
They're a year apart. And they're not the same family. Right? There's two sisters and two brothers. And Upaga Shliach B'Shliach. And what happens? The Shlichim bump into each other. Look at this. We bump into each other in the train terminal. So why don't we should we slept to each other? Right, here we are. I'll give you the rings. You accept the rings, and it's all going to be Chal when, the exact same second. So you have Eishes Ish, Achos Isha, and Eishes Ach, all happening at the exact same second.
I didn't have Eishes Ish.
The married woman. They become married. You marry the wrong woman.
You go with A, and you're really married to B.
Yeah, you go with A, you're really married to B. So then the night that you take home...
But they all married to one woman.
No, two.
Why two?
Two brothers
and two sisters. And right. They married the spouse. I thought I married. Reuven thought he's marrying Rachel.
Wait. The two shluchim show up together.
Right.
So Reuven, who's supposed to give it to Leah, gives it to Rivka.
Correct.
And Rivka was supposed to give it to Rivka. So it's still two women marrying two men.
Correct.
Not more.
Correct.
One.
Correct. That. So what happens? The wrong woman walks into Reuven's life. Right?
Okay.
The wrong woman. So that night he lives with her.
Right.
How many Yisurim did he violate? And it all happened at 1 second. It all came about Sachas. Why? Because it all was Chal at that one moment when they got married. So all three happened at the exact same second. That's fine. Having need that. What about a Nida? What?
That should be the easiest one.
No, I'll tell you why.
At the same time.
What?
Both at the same time.
When did she become a Nida?
At that second also?
Yeah. So?
Ella Nida, Hechi Mishkachasla.
How's that happening? Says Rashi, Ella Nida, Hechi Mishkachasla. The first wide line. Bevas Achas im Kedushin. How's that happening? Bevas Achas with Kedushin. E kedushin kadmu lenidus ze. If the kedushin came first, hare eishesich v'achosisha v'eishesach kadmu. Then they preceded the nidus. V'e v'su lo asi nidus v'chayil. Nida can't be chal because it's ein iser chal iser, unless it happens at the exact same second. V'e nidus kadim, and if she was a nida first. Su lo asi iser achrina v'chayil. Nothing else is going to be chal on that. So how's the nida? The exact same second he gave her, she became a nida. She birthed into the nidas at that split second.
Yeah, don't know that.
So says the Gemara that won't work. By the way, the reason it won't work is because why won't that work? Why can't you say that she became a nida punk at that second?
We're playing fantasy the entire time. We're not
that right.
Yeah. Also.
1 minute.
All of a sudden he's saying, how's it possible? I mean, we've got case after case of how's it possible? We never asked that question.
So, Amar v'Amar Marav. The Amar v'Amar Marav, here's how it becomes. Bit shofas mitoch shlosha asar la'achar shlosha asar. La'achuve inhu, and mitoch shneimasar la'achar shneimasar l'chuyuve inhu. They were nida before they became 12, and it went into when they became 12.
Okay.
Therefore, now when you were nida when you were at katana, that doesn't make a difference. So at the exact second when they turned 12, they were nida also. That's how you have it. So you can have all four at the same time. Yeah, why is that so difficult?
Yeah.
Okay?
And what did he also say?
Did you ever have a chance of hitting the lottery?
That having all this happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Well, being struck by lightning. Which one do you want? So why can they say they became eaten the minute they turned?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why you can't say that.
What is the katana?
Why did the cobra such a complicated thing? Yeah.
They both, the twins are on the same cycle, and they turn 12 and they got eaten.
Yeah, because if that complicated thing could happen, something less complicated.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, from now on, the Gemara is quite easy.
Oh, okay.
Till tomorrow. Tomorrow's quite difficult. Now, then we said, what did we say? We said that when this mishap happens, you married the wrong woman, then we said, the Mishnah said that Mafrishin Oso, we separate them for 3 months to see if they're going to be pregnant from the wrong husband. Right? You put them away for 3 months to see if they're going to be pregnant from the wrong husband.
So what's it? The non-Kohanim, they can go back to their...
After 3 months, they can go back.
Correct.
But if
they're
not going, they can go back.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
We always make 3 months.
We do.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Any case it has to do
with Hashanah. It's not so tomorrow's daf. It's the whole tomorrow's daf about that. So says the Gemara.
You have to wait 3 months.
What?
You have to wait 3 months.
Correct. Same thing over here. Right. You have to wait 3 months. Right?
So what's the problem?
No, there's no problem. But a woman can't become pregnant the first time. So if they woke up in the morning and, oh my goodness, we had to marry the wrong people, why can't you just switch the wives and let them go on their merry lives? What do you have to separate them for? They're not going to be pregnant anyway.
Who said?
No, they had relations more than one time. It's going on for a month. So, oh my goodness, for a month we realize we're in the wrong people. All right, so I have to separate them now. Says the Gemara, 1 second. The Elohad Tani Reb Chia said, Hare kan tes zayin chataos. There are 16 chataces. Why? Because there are 4 people, it's 2 men, 2 women, and each one of them violated 4 averas. Which 4? Eishesish, Achosisha, Eishesach, and Nida. There's only 4. 4 times 4 is 16. If you're telling me they were together for 6 months, it's a lot more than 4.
Each time.
One second. No. What I'm saying now is Tlusin Vitlusin Haven. There should be 32. Why? Because it's 16 and then another 16. Gemara thinks they did it twice.
Assuming
they did it twice. So you're asking now, but it's on the one Helam.
Yeah.
Right? So the answer is that the only way this could make sense is if you hold Torah B'dvar Mitzvah is not an excuse, and that Tana is Rabbi Eliezer, and he holds that even if it's within one Helam, he's still chayav twice. So therefore, you'd be chayav. Right. This only makes sense according to Eliezer, because according to Yeshua, you get a patur because you thought you were doing the mitzvah, you thought you married. Right. You didn't realize. So it can't be him. It's only Rabbi Elazar, and according to Rabbi Elazar, you chayav for each one.
Throughout history, a girl gets raped, she gets pregnant by that. So it can be Bir, maybe Shona.
Calm down. Hold your horses. Ultimech, and according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, I don't think Rabbi Eliezer make you chayev in each one, but lechayev al kol koach v'koach. You chayev for each and every koach. Not sure what that is exactly. Each and every koach in the bia process, and therefore tuv yahavin. There's a lot more than two. Even if you're only with her twice, it's still more than two. Each koach is a separate iser. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, I'm only talking about B'koach Rishon Kachashiv, Hachanami Debir Rishon Kachashiv. You're right, it could be a lot more. I'm only talking about the first one. So, Amalei Rava, Rav Nachman, you said that a person can't get married. A person can't get pregnant the first time. It's not true. V'tamar Debir Rishona Iabra. Tamar got pregnant the first time.
The
Gemara says it was her first time. Now, the Gemara, the Noda de Behuda asks, why didn't we bring a kasha from Leah, who also got pregnant the first time?
Yeah.
Yaakov says, "Reishis kochi, my first reishis, my first time." Reuven was born from that union. So why don't we say, why don't we bring a kasha from Leah? So another of the answers that really a myriad of women can become pregnant the first time. A myriad can. It's not a rove. It's a big miyot. Some women can, right? So the Rosh says myriad of women can become pregnant the first time. we didn't want to bring a kasha from Leah because a myriad can happen. Starts with Tamar, right? The question from Tamar is how could she agree to go ahead and be with Yehuda? How could she agree to do that, right? And then knowing that, in other words, a myriad of women become pregnant the first time. So how can Tamar be with you? She knew it's Yehuda. Yehuda didn't know it's Tamar. She knew it's him. How could she do that? What, she's going to assume she's one of the myriad? How could she do that? That's the question.
Is it possible?
It's unlikely, right?
Why is it unlikely?
It's a miyut.
Was she a version of Basula?
Yes.
She was a Basula.
Yes.
No one never had with her?
Correct. We're going to answer that in a second. She was a Basula. So it's a miyut. So for on a miyut, she's going to go and do an aver with Yehuda? No. Leah was a miyut. Not a kasha. Yeah? So the Gemara answers, Amalei, Tamar be'etz bat macha. She broke her Basula with her finger.
Before.
Tamar of Yitzchak kol mu'ochos shal beis Rebbe Tamar Shman. In beis Rebbe's house, any woman that did that, they called her Tamar. Why? Lama dekra shema Tamar. Why did they do that? Al shem Tamar shemacha be'etzba, because Tamar did that. Ay v'havi erva onin. She was married twice before. So how could you say that she was a basula? Erva onin shimshu shalokadarkon. No, they only had relations with her in an abnormal way, and they maintained how long were they married? How long were they married before they died? And they maintained her basula status. Meisvei, 1 second. Kol eshem v'ar b'chodesh for 24 months after a man is married to after a man has a baby, a man and woman have a baby. So for the next 24 months, when she's nursing, dash bifnim v'zara b'chutz. A man is allowed to have relations in the body, but he could eject outside the body. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said that. Amalei halalu eno ella kamaisa erva onen. How could you do that? The erva onen did that. That's a big avera. How could you say you could do that? It's a big avera. Erva onen did that, right? So what do you see from here? Tamar wasn't a basula. That's a normal way. If they did that, then Tamar wasn't a basula. Right. So the Gemara answers, no. Kimaisa erva onen. It's like that. It's like them, but it's not exactly like them. They would spill their seed on the ground, right? But when Rabbi Eliezer gave a heter, which they reject because they're not allowed to do that, his heter was Iluhasam shalom kedarka by erva onen. It was not kedarka at all. V'hacha kedarka, but here it's going to be kedarka, and it's still not allowed because you're spilling seed. Bishlam onen. Now, 1 second. Getting back to erva onen for a second. Bishlam onen dichsev ba v'shiches arta. It says by onen that he did that. Ella be'er minolam. Be'er doesn't say he did that. He doesn't say anything. It doesn't say, just as he died. So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Well, dichsev v'yom is gam oso. It says he also. What's gam? Avhu ba'oso misa meis. He died for the same reason. Bishlam onen mishom lo hayehazera. Onen did it because the pasuk says why, right? He didn't want to have seed. He wanted to get pregnant. El Er, my time, Abadachi. Why did Er do that? The answer is, he didn't want her to get pregnant and lose her beauty. Okay, next. Tanur Rabbanon. Now, it says like this. We know that when a couple has relations in a mutter way, they both become tamei. It's a certain kind of tumah that. Well, she becomes Tamei for sure. So Tana Rabbanan, it says Oso, right? I'm sorry. The pasuk says that Ish Asher Yishkav Isha. I'm sorry, Isha, a woman. This is a pasuk in Vayikra Tezvav. Isha, a woman. Asher Yishkav Ish Osa. that'll have relations with her husband, Shechva Zera, right? V'rachatzu b'mayim, they're going to go to the mikvah, v'tami ad erev, and they're going to be talking until nightfall. Now it says, Osa, prat l'kala, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It says, there's no tumah by a kala. That's an exception. V'chacham omrim, no. Prat l'shlo kedarka. No, the exception is if you do it shlo kedarka. Amalei hon, braid Rav Nachman, hon. The son of Rav Nachman, ever heard of hon? The son of Rav Nachman said to Rav Nachman, Lema kasav Rabbi Yehuda, hatorah chas al tachshite kala. The Torah was, had rachmanis, on all the kalas, on tachshite kala. Rashi says, all the makeup and everything. And, because it's all going to come off, she has to go to the mikvah. Right? You hear such a thing? Amalei, no, that's not the reason. Lefisha ain't isha mitzaber is a bi'ir rishona. The reason is, because you don't become pregnant the first time. So when she's a kala, says Rashi, Velo shichva zera karinan bay. That's not called shichva zera. Why not? They ain't royal lesbia, because it's not going to lead to a pregnancy. Umihu miyuto mishichva zera lo nafka. Hoel v'hai makom royal lesbia he bia shnia. The shichva zera means in a normal situation after the first time, then she could become pregnant. Therefore, the tumah will kick in.
So a woman who can't become pregnant.
They talk about that. What if she's already pregnant?
Either she's already pregnant or she can't physically become
pregnant. Right. So they talk about that. Umishum nogeh b'shechva zera nami lo mitama. What about touching shechva zera? Her body touched it. Well, that's tumas beis hastarim lo tuma. That's inside her body. It doesn't count, right? Ella there's a kasev he bebia. But there's a gzeiros hakasev. This is a very important Rashi. Rashi says, so why is she tuma if she has relations with her husband? Why makes it tuma like that? Says Rashi, the Torah said so. There's no reason for it. It's not tuma because they're inside the body. So what is it? Torah said so. Just because. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "B'mai kamiflagi." What are they arguing about? One said that who doesn't get tamei a kala. One said who doesn't get tamei shelo kedarka. What are they arguing about? So Rabbanan Savri shechva zera. What does shechva zera come to exclude? Prat lahara. That's like the initial stages of bia where you don't really complete the act. Osa prat l'shelo kedarka, and osa comes to exclude shelo kedarka. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shalom Kedarka, Vehara, Yishechva Zera Nafka. Now that's all learned out of Shechva Zera. Why? He didn't do anything. Right? And Osa is Pratla Kala. Osa comes to exclude the Kala. Kiyosa Rav and Amr of Yochanan, listen to this, Gemara. Kal Sheshasa Acha Baila Eser Shanim. If any woman, her husband dies or gets divorced or whatever, and she doesn't get married for 10 years, Venises, and then she gets married, Shuv Eni Yoledas. She won't have any more children. Amar of Nachman Lo Shad El Shein Daita Lihinase. That's only true if she doesn't want to get married or doesn't intend to get married. Aval Daita Lihinase, but if she intends and wants to get married, Misa Barrett, she can still get pregnant. Amalei Rav Labas Rav Chista. So Rav said to the daughter of Rav Chista, which by the way is his own wife, Ka Miranei Rabbanan Abasrach. The Rabbanan, I'm going to have a hard time figuring you out because you were single for 10 years and you had children with me. So Amrulay, what do you mean? I was always waiting for you. I always intended to get remarried. There was a woman, the Asala Kamed of Yosef, that came to Yosef. Amrulay, Rebbe, Ana Shahisi Achabali Esashanan. It took me 10 years after my husband, Vialadati, and I had a baby. Amrulay, Biti, Altotzi Lazal Devi Chachamim. Don't slander the rabbis. The rabbi said that won't happen. And here, you're saying it happened? Amrulay, Nachmin Evalti. Yeah, but I was with Goyim during this time. Right, I hung out with Goyim, so I had relations. Now, we're just going to read the first few lines. This is a big topic, which is tomorrow's daf. Amar Shmuel, V'kulon tzrichos lahamtis shalosh chadashim. Any woman going from one marriage to another marriage has to wait 3 months. Chutz except Ugiores. Ugioris doesn't have to wait. She leaves her husband. She gets divorced. She leaves her husband. She becomes a Jew. The next day she can get married to a Jew. She doesn't have to wait 3 months. That's one person who doesn't have to. And also Umeshuchweres Kitana. Or a Kitana that became free. Right? She was a Shifcha Kenanis, 10-year-old girl. She could have been living with her master, it doesn't matter. Now she gets free, she can get married the next day. Avol Kitana Bas Yisrael, But a ketana who's a Jew, tzricha lahad gimel chadashim, has to wait 3 months. Why? So the Gemara is going to say tomorrow it's gzeira atu gedola. Ubamai, 1 second, what's the case? Ibimiyun, if it's a case of miyun, varma shmuel deloboy. By miyun, you don't have to wait 3 months. You can do miyun and get married the next day. But because, by the way, a ketana can't get pregnant, we assume. There's an assumption like that. Ketana can't get pregnant.
No, he said only under 9 or something? He said,
no, under 12. It's an assumption in the Gemara. Did that biologically change today? Can a 12-year-old girl get pregnant? 11-year-old girl get pregnant?
See, all the time.
All the time?
It happens.
It happens all the time? When did that ever happen?
You have to pay for all the time.
I don't know. Can a girl under 12 get
pregnant?
I'm sure the Guinness Book of World Records will have a case where a girl under 12... I'm sure...
But they're assuming that 12 is puberty.
Correct. Right. So under 12... So really, there's no reason why... So there's no reason why any katana has to wait. There's no reason any katana has to wait. So why are they making a katana wait? The Gemara says it's a gzeira. What about a kshivcha? There's no reason. So 1 second. Ibe miyon. 1 second. If it's a case of miyon, they don't have to wait. Ibe get. If it's a get... Hamar Shmuel Chazin, that's old news about it. Hamar Shmuel, me and a bow ain't Tzrichel Hamtin Shal Shechadashim. For me, you don't have to wait 3 months. Nasan Lo Get Tzrichel Hamtin Shal Shechadashim. And if it's a get, you have to wait. So it's old news. What's he telling me?
Why is there a difference between me and get?
What?
Why is there a difference between me and get?
Because you'll see in a second.
They're both katanas.
You'll see in a second. Ella, the case was biznos. The case was a case of znus. What do you mean, the case of znus? A ketana was mizana with some guy. She has to wait 3 months. Why? The gazi rabbanan ketana mishum gedola. It's a ketana atu gedola. Every gedola has to wait. We make every ketana wait. So what about the shivcha kananas? What about a gioras? And what about other strange things? We'll talk about all that tomorrow. All right? Everyone have a good day. Do we have a minion? We do? Okay.